Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
EYL University is the biggest online platform for education, but it's much, much more. It's actually a community. Our private Facebook group has over 8,000 members and 20 infinity groups. The students teach themselves just as much as the professors do. We have weekly webinars. We have over 100 past webinars. You get access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Real Estate Blueprint. You get access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. You get access to our monthly group chat investment calls and much, much more. So, go to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage of our limited offer, blowout sale, 65% off of the annual membership. EYLUniversity.com right now and become an earner.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice.
One last word about crypto is dollar cost averaging. There's one thing we talked about with Hill Harper yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, if every black family puts $5 a day into Bitcoin, he had like this whole formula that he was like, it could like raise the black wealth by like $60 billion or something. He had a whole formula.
It would be the great presenter.
The greatest gainer of wealth in the history of mankind for black people.
But that's something that I don't think people, you can dollar cost average with crypto, and you buy a certain amount every single month, Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatever you believe in, but just buy it, because over the course, Bitcoin, I'm on the record.
The quality ones.
Bitcoin will be $250,000 within the next couple of years. High probability. Yeah, he actually broke it even down, even like Bitcoin is going to get so high at one point, it's really going to be Satoshis. Satoshis is like fractions of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And that's what people are really going to, you know, that's the use case even more than actual Bitcoins, because Bitcoin, once Bitcoin is like 500,000, it's like, you know, people ain't really going to be looking at it like that. It's really gonna, just going to be like gold. He actually brought up a lot of good analogies where it's like a brick of gold. At one point, we actually used to look at a brick of gold. How much is a brick of gold worth? But now, once the brick of gold got so out of touch for most people financially, now we measure gold by ounces. Mm-hmm. So now you go by the ounce of gold. So his theory is that once Bitcoin reaches, you know, six figures, 500,000, we're going to use Satoshis to really, we're going to talk about Satoshis more than we talk about Bitcoin. The same way we talk about ounces of gold more than we talk about a brick of gold.
Yeah. So each Bitcoin will have, like, I think he said something like a million Satoshis inside. So I think the supply was up to 18, almost 19 million. Is that the number for Bitcoin? I believe so. And so inside that, you're going to have Satoshis coming from it. So he said, actually, he went higher than 250.
He said 500,000.
500,000, man.
Over what, a 10-year period?
Well, yeah, eventually. Well, yeah. I say 250, like, within the next couple,
four years. Yeah.
But it's definitely going to hit. Yeah, I mean, it's one of these things where there's no stopping.
Can't stop it. The train is at the station.
And especially if on a consumer side, like, if there aren't any gains and people are not settling for 7 to 12%, and you need a higher, you need, like, a ironclad asset that's going to drive, like, that's going to be the predominant player. Like, Bitcoin is like the DAO of crypto, so it's the safest thing, more institutional buy-in. I can see that, but you guys got to be careful. And I know we always say do your own research, but master this. I know some of you got other jobs and stuff, but you have to put the time. This is the most important job that you have.
Hey, real quick.
He said, he said another thing about Bitcoin that was interesting, where it's like, you know, a lot of fear has always been government regulation. And it's like governments can shut it down. Governments can stop it. And that's what happened in 2018. And that really hurt the market. But he was explaining to us how in Nigeria, Bitcoin is illegal. But in Nigeria, Bitcoin is selling for $89,000. That's another thing too. People don't realize Bitcoin is different. They have different prices depending on where you are in the world. Mm-hmm. So in Nigeria, Bitcoin is selling for $89,000, even though it's outlawed by the government. You can't stop it. Governments can't stop it. And the reason why it's selling for $89,000 is because it's outlawed. So it's even harder, but governments can't stop it. Nothing can stop crypto.
Peer-to-peer transaction.
Nothing can stop crypto, and nothing can stop Bitcoin. Yeah. I'm on the record of saying that.
Yeah, I just want a quick shout out, really quick, because I was actually in our crypto class. Shout out to everybody in EYL University and everybody that was in the crypto class. Big shout out to Alistair. I watched this gentleman teach. He broke down, like, even how to make interest off of investing in crypto, which was fascinating. And I had known about Pancake, CAKE is the ticker. But the way he broke it down was incredible. Like, you can make interest off of owning the asset. And so that's a whole different game. It was an advanced conversation, and I was just happy to be part of it. So shout out to Alistair. I just want to give him his props.
Remember we had that conversation with Jason Lewis in 2017. Legend. When he was saying, because that's what I was talking about, like Bitcoin, like what's the, like, you have all these Bitcoins, but what are you going to do? I'm not selling Bitcoin because I think it's going to go up in value, but the lending. And that's what he was talking. Hill Harper was talking about with Mike Novacek, Novogratz. Is a Bitcoin billionaire.
One of the three.
He's a Bitcoin billionaire, and there's only a few of them in America. Remember, I said that. You don't know who I know.
GBTC, for those of you that are looking at the stock, 3777 is not a bad place to get in. Uh-oh. On the house. Instead of the pending order, you'll be good.
All right.
The crystal ball is coming out, y'all.
We have talked about crypto. I hope you guys are happy. We have.
And for those of you who are going to watch later, I'm not changing my stance on anything. The thing that I want to show you is how to invest in everything. I don't care if it's wheat, corn, palladium, platinum, cornmeal, donkey hooves. I don't, like, you should know how to price and plot it and know what the overall market value or market cap of it is and know how to be able to extrapolate money out of it. Because what if a market does get locked up? So I want you to be able to show you how to work your way through anyone. But yeah, let's get to it. And then for those, shout out to everybody that's going to ask questions. You probably should ask about some stocks and entries because y'all didn't do that last week and I was ready to go crazy. So
precursor.
Can we talk about Netflix? Netflix?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about it in the earnings report. But yeah, everybody knows that I'm bullish on Disney just because of everything they represent prior to Corona, but even more so with the streaming service. And so tomorrow Netflix is going to be reporting, and I read an interesting article about consolidation in the streaming service industry. And so they said about 37% of people are now ending their subscriptions because the space has gotten so large. And so you got Amazon Prime, you got Disney, you got Peacock, HBO Max, Apple TV. And interestingly enough, Netflix is about to report that they're going to have 6 million new subscribers for the first quarter, which is less than half. Think about this, less than half than they had last year. So they have 15.8 million people subscribed. This year, they're doing about 6 million. And so that's an interesting look at what's happening in the streaming space. I'm very interested to see what Netflix does. I still believe in it. I still believe them and Disney obviously are the one and two in the space. But that
HBO Max making it hard.
HBO Max, Amazon Prime is making it hard. Have you watched them?
No.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah.
What is it? What's it called?
Them.
Yeah, I couldn't.
What's it about?
The plight.
The plight of what? Black people?
Jordan Peele did it. So, there's always lessons inside.
Shout out to Jordan Peele. He's a legend.
Yeah, that's on Amazon Prime. But all these streaming services have came into the space. And now Netflix, which was so far ahead, 10, 12 years ahead of them, the subscriptions have dwindled a little bit. So I'll be interested to see what their earnings are. What's your thoughts, Ian?
They're faced with a bunch of competition. It's no different than any other service. Like, and I put it earlier, like the ultimate competitive advantage that you can have is having no competition. So you can build a base and end up being a pioneer in the space and end up not being the one who gets the lion's share of the market. They'll be great. I mean, like my long target for Netflix is 76105 in 3 years. So they'll be okay, but they have some serious pressure. I mean, like Netflix is like Drake, but Disney looking like Lil Baby. You know, so there's a lot of competition that they're going to face, and they're going to give up. Now, if they have half the subscriber base and they adjust prices, maybe they can do something. But man, the amount of debt they have taken on to make original content, that I think will be the thing that eventually will take them down. Because if people don't know, it wasn't Netflix alone that put Blockbuster out of business. It was the debt that Blockbuster had that allowed Netflix to be able to come in and then take that space. That's why even in business, I'm like, no debt is amazing. And I know Grant like, yo, debt, okay, I get it. But some of the biggest businesses have gotten taken over or overrun or corporate takeovers have happened because there was too much debt on the balance sheets. And that's what killed Blockbuster. So it would be kind of interesting or a little bit of karma if they died the same fate and got put out of business for the same reason that Blockbuster did. So
I stand corrected. I said Jordan Peele, lean away.
Jordan Peele did not.
He didn't do it.
Did not. 1,000% did not lean away. Direct that. Shout out to her.
Shout out to the Shy. Another one of her great shows.
Shout out to her. Man.
Yeah, but it's the story about a family. I don't want to give everything away, but they moved to Compton. And so we think of Compton present day. It was like predominantly Black families. We think of obviously the great people have come from Compton, but it's interesting to see the dynamics of how they've painted Compton in the early 20s. And so it's a tough watch, but an interesting watch nonetheless.
There you have it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what, Ian, and to add to what you said about Netflix, they're trying to change up. So like you said, they had to lease a lot of their content early on. They're trying to make new original content. I think that one of the things they're going to do now is try to make weekly original content, which is something that they hadn't done. They would put seasons out, you watch them, and then you have to wait for the next show to come out.
Smart.
And so one of those things that they're trying to do is a weekly original. So we'll see. They got to keep up. Disney's not playing. And Hulu, obviously. Hulu, Roku, all these other services as well. To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. a mic drop, bag drop.
We'll be right back.
need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.